And you're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Thanks for joining me this evening. The Mizzou International Composers Festival is set for July 23rd through the 28th this year. We'll be having a lot of incredible musicians and guests around town around that time. And here on Mizzou Music, we'd like to give an opportunity to some of the composers that will be joining us at the festival this year to tell us all about what they do, where they're from, and the music that they create. With me in the studio, or by phone rather, this evening is Gemma Peacock from Princeton, New Jersey, by way of New Zealand, I believe.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's a real pleasure. Tell us, I guess, a little bit about yourself to start off.
Well, I grew up in New Zealand, and I did my undergrad in composition down there, and I've been living in the States for about 4 years, because I was lucky enough to study with Julia Wolf at NYU, and now I'm living out in Princeton doing a doctorate here.
Nice. So just a DMA at Princeton?
Yeah, it's a PhD at Princeton, but
Sort
of the same kind of thing when it's, you know, composition.
Very cool. So let's talk about your music. You finished a song cycle a few years back called Waves and Lines. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so last year I was commissioned to complete a song cycle that I'd started called Waves and Lines. So I got a commission from Roulette Intermedium, which is a great venue in Brooklyn, and they have funding through the Jerome Foundation to support emerging artists, which is a really amazing opportunity. And Waves and Lines is based on poems by Afghan women. They're almost exclusively composed and written by Afghan women, and very often in secret, because in Afghanistan, writing poetry and lots of forms of creativity are taboo for women. And so I came across these poems, which are called Land Days, in a book by the writer and poet Eliza Griswold. And she had been sent over by the New York Times Magazine to Afghanistan to find what had happened to a young woman who was part of a group who shared Land Days by SMS, you know, text messages, and on a radio station in Kabul. And this young woman had committed suicide because her family members had found out that she was writing these poems and beat her up, and she was so humiliated and hopeless feeling that she self-immolated, which is not, sadly, an uncommon experience in some rural parts of Afghanistan. So Eliza Griswold went over and found the family, and after she found the family, she traveled around the country into different areas and refugee camps and people's homes to try and collect as many Land Days as she could. And she had them sort of roughly translated, and then she made them into poems that make sense in English. And she collected them in a book called I Am the Beggar of the World. And the poems are just two lines. They're these rhyming couplets in their original languages. And I found them so moving and so intense that I have to see if she will let me turn some of these into songs. And as it turned out, she lived just around the corner from me in New York at the time. So I just sent her an email out of the blue, and she very generously let me select some of the Land Days to turn into songs. Mm-hmm. So we had it performed in New York last year, and we just had the Australian premiere at the Melbourne Recital Centre last month.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah.
So did you, when you made those pieces, I imagine that you tried to add some of yourself maybe into it. So what I heard was, like, in the opening for the piece Bees, I heard, like, it opens up with what I think is a bull roar.
That's right. Yes, it is.
It's a fascinating, and for the listeners who don't know what that is, it's basically like a flattened stick on the end of a string that when you spin it around at high velocity, it makes kind of a whirring noise that is almost unmistakable, kind of a really deep, kind of a bass real guttural tone. And yeah. It's kind of coupled through that song with these like soprano vocals and then very kind of deep tones. Is that something that kind of you stuck with throughout the entirety of that song cycle? Just like that kind of like really intense, like guttural vibration, almost like percussive matched with the soprano vocalist in that way?
I think basically there are 8 songs, and in each I try to create a kind of texture. So the song cycle is for soprano, piano, double bass, percussion, and electronics. And so the whole thing opens with the percussionist whirling a bull roar around their head, which can be kind of a little bit frightening. but we haven't had any accidents yet.
Well, that's good.
My bull roarer is from New Zealand. It's a Māori instrument called pūrerehua, which is actually the name of a native moth in New Zealand. So it's the sort of like the sound of the beating of wings. And so I used it in that first piece to try to bring people in, because it's a very kind of mystical sound and all-enveloping. Later on in different songs, I've used different environmental and artificial sounds. So there's a song called War, in which I took some field recordings of Apache helicopters that the U.S. military had or has in Afghanistan. And also air raid warnings. And I convolved the air raid warning sound, which is just like a really kind of slow siren, with the voice of the soprano, Eliza Bagg, who sang the premiere in New York. Yeah, I tried to use a lot of different techniques and different sounds, but things that will bring the audience into a kind of landscape and a sonic landscape as well.
So you sent me a piece earlier today called Skin, which features saxophonist Jose Antonio Zayas Caban. And he's currently local. What brought you two together to work on a piece?
Well, one of my best friends, who is a composer, Shelley Washington, she lives in Brooklyn, and we met at NYU, and she's about to start out at Princeton in the fall as well. Her saxophone teacher was Jose, and he came to New York to play with her, and we got talking, and Jose is a very interesting, well-rounded person who loves cooking, and he's an incredible saxophonist, or saxophonist, I think people say here. An incredible saxophone player, very, very thoughtful and a beautiful player. And so I told him about this piece that I had written, and he very generously said he would like to look at it. And he's played it. He did a tour earlier this year through various different states. And I think it's the first time I've had a walkout. So he said in one of the performances, there was a couple who were not so enamored with the sound and walked out in the middle of the piece. And he was a little nervous to tell me, but I thought it was kind of cool to to be divisive, because normally my music's fairly, I think, audience friendly. So Jose's a professor at Truman State, and he's going to be performing a lot more in New York, I think, in Princeton, hopefully, now that Shelley and I are both out here.
Nice. And so with him being so close, will he be at the Composers Festival at the end of July with you, or is that something
I will definitely
look at?
I'm going to go to his place and have a meal. He's such an amazing cook. And if he has time, it's like a couple of hours drive, right?
So, yeah, it's about an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours from here.
Yeah, so if he has time, he might come down and check out some of the concerts that are going on.
Wonderful. And what are you planning on performing here, or having performed here, rather?
For Mizu, I've written a piece for Alarm or Sound. So it's for basically every instrument in the orchestra except for tuba.
Okay.
But it's a chamber setting, so it's only usually one of each instrument. There are two violins and two clarinets, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have written a piece called Skirl, which is a Scottish word meaning the kind of shrill cry of the bagpipe. So I wanted to create a piece that had elements of joy, but also elements of grief and crying out. So I thought skull was a good kind of sound and word to describe those things.
Nice. Okay. And that will be on, I think, is that going to be on Sunday then, on the 28th?
I believe so. I'm not sure if it's completely settled, but I think so.
Saturday is the 28th. Sunday we're done. Saturday, yes.
Saturday the 28th, yeah.
Okay, well, great. Well, we look forward to hearing it, and you'll be here.
I will.
And we will.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's just going to be, it's a busy weekend, so be prepared.
I can't wait to hear all the new music that people have written for it.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting, and we're always happy to have Alarm Will Sound here, so that's going to be great. And we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Gemma, thanks so much for spending your time with us and giving up a couple of minutes today to join us here on Mizzou Music.
Thanks. We'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm.